every Sunday. Where can I hear that? On CFRC 101.9 every Sunday. It's a Wonderful Life.
Now, friends, I would like to welcome you all back into the third and final hour of this morning's Way Back Country Christmas here on the Way Back Country Jamboree Morning Show. It is just after the 10 o'clock hour here this morning, and I would like to remind you all that this program is the second Christmas program for 2024 of the Way Back Country Jamboree, which is now in its eighth year of Christmas programming here at CFRC 101.9 FM. Yes, we can also be brought to you by the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, and also, as mentioned, be heard proudly over historic CFRC 119 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. We can also be heard via www.cfrc.ca, where you can find out more about donating to our annual funding drive, which is happening now until the end of December, and we sure could use your help to continue into the future with donating to this year's funding drive and helping keep our show and others that you enjoy on CFRC 119 FM. Now, as I welcome you all back into the third and final hour here this morning, I would like to share that we are celebrating and remembering the childhood memories from our Christmas past this morning. With that also mentioned, I would like to remember a couple of songs by a lady who is celebrating her 80th birthday this coming week on the 11th of December, Miss Brenda Lee, forever remembered as Little Miss Dynamite. With that, I would like to wish her a happy 80th birthday and play a couple of her all-time classics, including Rocking Around the Christmas Tree and then following that, Christy Christmas. With that, I would like to say good morning to everybody and say welcome into the third and final hour here at CFRC's Way Back Country Christmas.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly, rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Gold. His name is Christy Christmas. He's cute as he can be. He's made of wood 'cause Santa carved him from a Christmas tree. Christy Christmas is loading Santa's sleigh. He'll hitch up all the reindeer and they'll soon be on their way. Christy Christmas is Santa's pride and joy. He picks out all the presents for each little girl and boy. Perhaps to get a tall and playground full of skates and kiddie cars. It has a great big slide for you to ride and swings that hang from stars. Christy Christmas will make your dreams come true, and you'll love Christy Christmas just as much as he loves you. Christy Christmas will bring you pretty toys, like talking dolls for little girls and choo-choo trains for boys. Christy Christmas will serve good things to eat. He'll give your little tummy time a cake and candy treat. Before you go to bed this Christmas, better leave a snack for two. There'll be someone else with Santa when he comes to visit you. Christy Christmas, they're making to a toy, and all you children soon can play with Santa's little boy.
Well, yes, friends, of course, that was none other than the legendary voice of Miss Brenda Lee, Little Miss Dynamite herself, who just is celebrating her 80th birthday this coming Wednesday. Now, once again, it's that time to share the music of the East Coast of Canada as we salute this Christmas Atlantic lullaby here this morning. As we share the music of the East Coast, I would like to once again play three favorites of the Christmas songs from the Maritimes. Let's begin with sending out a good song to our dear friends Peter and Myrna Trenholm, and a song that Peter recorded many years ago entitled Ring Those Christmas Bells. Then we'll follow with another all-time classic by Alison Wentz Coles called Santa's Bag, and we'll wrap up this salute to East Coast favorites with none other than Dave and Aubrey and a classic called Jimmy's Christmas Wish. With that, I would like to say good morning to everybody out there in the East Coast and east of Quebec this morning.
Back up in the mountains in that old hometown of mine, there's not a better time of year than good old Christmas time. The bells in that little church, they all begin to chime, telling all 4 miles around, rejoice, it's Christmas time. Christmas bells are ringing, I hear the chimes so sweet. Carolers are singing, I hear them in the street. Outside the white snow falling, inside my heart I find a world of joy, peace on earth, back home at Christmas time. A candle in each window, they give a golden glow, while out among the frozen pines, lights sparkle in the snow. And through the lonely mountains, the wind shrill echoes nigh, for peace on earth, goodwill toward men, and a faith that will not die. Christmas bells are ringing, I hear the chimes so sweet. Carolers are singing, I hear them in the street. Outside the white snow falling, inside my heart I find a world of joy, peace on earth, back home at Christmas time. Above our little town, so bright and yet so far, shines upon the whole wide world his gift, our guiding star. Everyone in each home can feel a peace sublime, and know the joy the Yuletide brings to all at Christmas time. Christmas bells are ringing, I hear the chimes so sweet. Carolers are singing, I hear them in the street.
Outside the white snow falling, inside my heart I find a world of joy, peace on earth, back home at Christmas time.
Months have passed now once again, it's that time of the year. We sat around the Christmas tree and oh, what songs we hear. Stories about the gifts we bought of cookies that was made by no one seems to mention Santa's big old bay. Now Santa's bag is different from most other bags I know. At Christmas, is it empty? No, sir, it is chock full. The one thing that we're proud of and is sure good news to hear, Santa's bag's still growing, it gets bigger every year. What would we do at Christmas if Santa's bag was small? There would be oh so many that would get no gifts at all. But Santa gives a gift to every woman, child, and man. So let's be thankful Santa got the biggest bag in Newfoundland. Now Mrs. Claus, she made them all. She sold them scene for scene. She said the worst about it, it's a job to keep them clean. It's always full of candy and she has to scrub and scrub for weeks on end. Old Santa's bag lies soaking in the tub. When I see Santa at the mall in that big old chair, I love to touch his whiskers, that long and snow white hair. That big old shiny buckle on the big black belt he made. But the one thing I love most of all is Santa's big old bay. Now on the mainland I have heard they call it Santa's sack, but here in Newfie it's a bay and he carries it on his back. And he fills it up with Christmas love and oh what joy he made. Yeah, old Saint Nick, we love you, your reindeer sleigh and bay. Yeah, old Saint Nick, we love you, your reindeer sleigh and bay.
By his son, as his desperate love caught his where he slips into the night and climbs the prison walls beneath the turning prison lights while heading for the highway that he hopes will take him home. The night wind seems to whisper little Jimmy's song. For the gift he'd wanted most of all was standing by the tree. The woman in the doorway looks on through tear-filled eyes as her husband and her son just stand and hold each other tight. She knew her boy at last has everything that love can bring, as tear to tear and cheek to cheek little Jimmy softly sang.
Sound coming round the bend, the Christmas trains are coming.
Hello friends, it's Peter Trenum, host of The Gospel Trail, heard over Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9 out of Amherst, Nova Scotia. And I'd like to wish my friend Johnny Woodlock and all his radio listeners a Merry Christmas here on the Wayback Country Christmas Show, and a happy and healthy new year.
Wait till it is too late. This Christmas train's gonna seal your fate. The Christmas train's a-coming.
And now, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the bluegrass legends of bygone days, especially the legendary pioneers of bluegrass and the style of bluegrass that was always known around the Christmas time. Now, let's begin with Reno and Smiley and a classic called Christmas Doll. Then we'll follow with another all-time favorite by the king of bluegrass music, Jimmy Martin, and an old-fashioned Christmas. And then we'll wrap up with the Stanley Brothers, Carter and Ralph, and an all-time favorite titled Christmas Time is Near. With that, I would like to wish everybody a happy Sunday and also a happy holiday season here on the CFRC's Wayback Country Christmas. Welcome in, friends.
A doll can be referred to as many things. Without dolls, I guess it just wouldn't seem like Christmas. So, fellas, if you please, Christmas doll.
Well, the good Saint Nick will soon be here with a great big bag of toys, with a candy cane and a present too for all the girls and boys. If I could have most anything, I'd want most any time. All I want for Christmas is the great big doll of mine. I'm a little too old to play with a baby doll, but I bet you'd change your mind if you could see that doll. She's sugar and spice and everything nice. What a Christmas this would be if I could get that doll of mine and bring her home with me. Thank you.
not the kind that say mama when I hold her close to me. All she says is ooh la la when I kiss her tenderly. She's not the kind you wrap and tie and put on a Christmas tree. But I want that doll on Christmas Day to come play house with me. Yes, I want that doll on Christmas Day to come play house with me.
Rather special to me. When the snow whitens the mountains, the valleys and the trees, memories form a picture in my mind from days of old, of an old-fashioned Christmas and the family together back at home. I can see my sisters, my brothers, Johnny and Roy, everyone so happy and all so full of joy. Dad and mother admiring each one of us so dear, and the children are playing together and all of them so full of cheer. Yes, this memory of home in my heart is a memory that time will never take away, because it lives all over again each year on Christmas Day. So let me say to you, if you're at home or far away, I hope you have an old-fashioned Christmas and a happy New Year's Day.
The whole family will make. Back home at this old-fashioned Christmas, the whole family will make it complete.
Out in the country about this time of year, everybody's happy, Christmas time is near. Little children playing, running to and fro. Santa Claus coming, riding on the snow.
I remember years ago, just a lad at home, how long for Christmas time, nothing could go wrong.
Nowadays, I look back, seem like just a year. Going back to see them all, Christmas time is near. Holly in the window, fireplace burning bright, candlelights glowing on Christmas night. I'll see the smiling faces once again this year, waiting for me at the door, Christmas time is near.
I can see the pine trees now swaying here and there. They seem to know it's Christmas time, there's joy everywhere.
Ice froze on the branches, the water cool and clear. Snowflakes falling, Christmas time is near.
a fallin', Christmas time is near. Christmas,
Christmas,
Christmas time is near.
Hey, this is Charlie McCoy, and you're listening to the Country Christmas Program with my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Country Jamboree.
Well now, friends, following those bluegrass favorites, we are celebrating the childhood memories from Christmas past, and I would like to remember a collection of songs which originally appeared on the Rankin-Bass Christmas specials out of the 60s and 70s. With that mentioned, there was always such great music and very touching music associated with the Rankin-Bass Christmas specials. Most songs were written by the late, great Murray Laws and also Johnny Marks. With that shared, I would like to begin with a classic from the year without a Santa Claus called I Believe in Santa Claus. Then we'll follow with There's Always Tomorrow, which was off the original Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer soundtrack from 1964 that just celebrated its 60th birthday this past week. And we'll wrap up with a selection of all-time favorites from the Rankin-Bass collection with none other than Santa Claus is Coming to Town classic titled Put One Foot in Front of the Other. I really hope y'all enjoy these and that possibly they may bring back a memory or two to y'all today. Welcome in, friends, and good morning to my listeners.
I believe in Santa Claus, like I believe in love. I believe in Santa Claus and everything he does. There's no question in my mind that he does exist. Just like love, I know he's there, waiting to be missed. I believe in Santa Claus, but there was a time I thought I had grown too old for such a childish rhyme. He became a dream to me till one Christmas night someone stood beside my bed with a beard of white. So you're too old for Santa Claus, he said with a smile, then you're too old for all the things that make a life worthwhile. For what is happiness but dreams, and do they all come true? Look at me and tell me, son, what is real to you? Just believe in Santa Claus, like you believe in love. Just believe in Santa Claus and everything he does.
Wipe that question from your mind.
Just like love, you know he's there, waiting to be missed.
Just like love, I know he's there, waiting to be
missed. There's always
dreams to come true. Believe in your dreams, come what may. There's always tomorrow with so much to do, and so little time in a day.
So difficult to really change.
Changing from bad to good's as easy as taking your first step. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door. You never will get where you're going if you never get up on your feet. Come on, there's a good tailwind blowing. A fast walking man is hard to beat.
Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door.
If you want to change your direction, if your time of life is at hand, well, don't be the rule, be the exception. A good way to start is to stand.
Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door.
If I want to change the reflection I see in the mirror each morn.
Oh, you do?
You mean that it's just my election?
Just that.
To vote for a chance to be reborn?
Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you are walking across the floor. You put one foot in front of the other, and soon you are walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do.
Hi, this is Gayla Peavy, the singer of I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, and you're listening to Wayback Country Christmas at CFRC 101.9 FM. Merry Christmas!
No crocodiles or rhinoceroses, I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time to welcome a very special guest of honor onto the Wayback Country Jamboree and Morning Show, as well as Christmas Jamboree, none other than Miss Sarah Karloff. Now, as I welcome Miss Sarah Karloff back to our program in this second part of this great interview with her about her father's legacy with How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Christmas Classic from 1966. Now, following this great visit with her, we'll close out this interview and morning visit with the much beloved Christmas classic titled The Grinch Song, as it was originally recorded and sung by Thurl Ravenscroft. Now, a little known fact is that Thurl Ravenscroft also voiced the original voice of Tony the Tiger. With that, here's Miss Sarah Karloff once again.
So how did he go on to become the Grinch?
Oh, well, that was not until 1966 that was done. And he was, I'm told they said, well, there's nobody else but Boris Karloff to be the voice of the Grinch when they were casting for, when they were considering who would be the voice of the Grinch. And my father was a very, very modest man. And he never brought his work home or talked about his work or anything. But one night my phone rang, and at that point I had two small children, two small boys, 6 and 7 years old.
Yes.
And my dad called, and he said, I've done something, and I think maybe you and the boys might enjoy it. It's going to be on the telly tonight at 7 o'clock, and I think maybe you and the boys might enjoy it. I think it's pretty good. It was pretty good indeed. He won a Grammy for it.
Yes.
And it was The Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And, and my father was really pleased with that, was very pleased about being asked to do it, was very pleased with the way he thought it had turned out.
Yes.
And as it turned out, it's a Christmas treat for the world every year.
That's right, for sure. Now, there was also a story that you and I have talked about before about that Grammy.
What about it?
About the doorstop.
Oh, yes. Well, my father was in England when the Grammys were given out that particular year, so he had his agent go and accept it on his behalf. And then the next time my father came back over to Hollywood from London, he went to see his agent, and his agent said, here, Boris, here's your Grammy, and he held it up and showed it to my father, and my father looked at it and turned it all around in his hand, and he said, looks like a bloody doorstop. And he took it and he put it over by his agent's door and left it there. It was there for many years, and finally the Screen Actors Guild made sure that I got it. I have it now.
Oh, amazing, yes, for sure. Now, what is your thoughts on how immortal his work has become, especially The Grinch and Frankenstein?
How what? An
immortal. Like, it's a true treasure in today's era.
Oh, it is, and they certainly are different one from the other.
Yes.
It has to do with the fans. The fans, you know, if it weren't for the fans, there'd be no business. There'd be no famous roles. There'd be no anything if it weren't for the fans. It's all due to the fans.
Yes, for sure. And so I have a couple more questions for you today, Sarah. But tell us about how you spend Christmas nowadays.
How I spend Christmas?
Yes.
That's got nothing to do with my father.
I know that, but I just, some of our listeners might be interested in that.
We always sit down and listen to The Grinch, watch The Grinch.
Nice, so you still watch
it. That's part of our Christmas routine.
For sure.
And I spend Christmas with my family.
Well, that's great, Sarah, yes, for sure. For sure. So, going into his later work, he got sick back around the same time as The Grinch, did he not?
No, he got sick in 1957. He was diagnosed with
10 years
emphysema.
Okay.
When he was on This Is Your Life, he was diagnosed that evening at the hospital with emphysema, and that's what he died of eventually.
Yes, for sure. Okay. And I'm just trying to think of what to ask you, but The Grinch, so that would have been more of his final performance, would it have been?
Oh, heavens no.
No, okay.
My dad died in 1969, and he worked right up until the time that he died, and he did The Grinch in 67.
Okay.
67, yes.
Okay.
And he worked... He made 167 films, all told, and that did a huge body of radio work, did children's albums. He made over 20 children's albums. He starred on Broadway in 5 different plays. So
yes.
He was a busy, busy man. Thank he made you. Targets as one of his last films with Peter Bogdanovich. And that was made after The Grinch.
Oh, was it? Okay, sure. Okay. So, tell us about what your thoughts are on the lasting impact that, like we were saying about the impact that The Grinch has had, but I know it's generational. Does it still surprise you that fans are still watching it some 60, almost 60 years later?
Oh, heavens no, it doesn't surprise me in the least. It's multi-generational, and its appeal, its message is universal.
Yeah.
It's absolutely one of the most charming pieces of work I've ever seen or heard. It touches your heart. It sends out a wonderful Christmas message for young and old alike. It's multi-generational in its appeal. So it's no wonder that it's one of the Christmas gems of all time.
That's for sure. And
doesn't surprise me in the least.
Okay. And in one sense, I see a lot of Santa Claus parades, for instance, up here in Canada, and it seems that the Grinch is even more popular nowadays than Santa Claus, in one sense.
Well, you know, they both approach Christmas with love in their hearts.
Exactly.
Eventually.
Yes, for sure.
And they both are... directed toward family and Christmas.
Yes.
They have a lot in common.
For sure. And the true message of the Christmas spirit is in both of those people. Yes, for sure.
Yes.
Well, with that, sir, I hope to do it again next Christmas and Halloween, and it's been a pleasure talking to you again.
Well, thank you, Johnny. I appreciate it. We chased this interview around a bit, but we finally got it done, and I'm delighted that we did, and I wish you a very happy Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you. God bless you, sir, and stay safe. Yep. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked jerky jockey and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Well, yes, friends, we have reached the end of the Wayback Country Christmas for 2024, our second series of the Wayback Country Christmas. With that mention, I would like to play, before we say so long for this week, I would like to remember the legendary man who we always will remember as America's most beloved cowboy, Tex Ritter, in an all-time classic song titled, Is There a Santa Claus?, which Christmas historians will all know as Yes, Virginia, There is a Santa Claus. And just a mention here, friends, that this is the Way Back Tune of the Week. With that, here's Mr. Tex Ritter.
At the turn of the century, a little girl named Virginia wrote a letter to the New York Sun. It read, Dear Editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my friends say there is no Santa Claus. Daddy says, if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Dear Virginia, your little friends are wrong. There is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exists. How dreary would be the world if there were no Santa Claus? It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your daddy to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if they didn't see him coming down the chimneys, what would that prove? Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they're not there. You tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside. But there is a veil covering the unseen world, which not the strongest man that ever lived could tear apart. Only faith can push aside that curtain and view the beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Virginia, in all the world, there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus. Thank God he lives, and he lives forever. A thousand years from now, Virginia, Santa Claus will continue to make glad the heart of childhood.
Well, yes, friends, would you look at the time? It's coming up on the 11 o'clock hour here at CFRC and the Wayback Country Christmas for 2024. As we say so long, I would like to pause and remember the voice of none other than Mr. Christmas himself and the Santa Claus of country music, Mr. Gene Autry, and an all-time classic clip from him.
Happy holidays, folks, wherever you may be.
And yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the Wayback Country Christmas for 2024 on this second edition of the Wayback Country Christmas on Wayback Country Jamboree. As we say so long for this morning, I would like to wish everybody a happy Christmas season and also remind y'all that we will be back here next weekend as we pay tribute to another Christmas collection of favorites, as well as our special guest, Jimmy Hawkins from It's a Wonderful Life, and also Gayla Peavy from I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas fame. With that mentioned, I would also like to say so long for the Wayback Country Jamboree and thank everybody, including all my listeners, for tuning in, and also thank my guests Rick Goldsmith and also Miss Sarah Karloff for sharing their memories with us today. Now, as we say so long, as mentioned, I would also like to say that I hope to see a lot of you out this coming Wednesday at the Wayne Rostad Christmas in the Valley program and concert in Cornwall here, and also share that we will be back next weekend as we celebrate another great Christmas collection of music. Now, as we say so long for this morning, I would like to share another collection of great Christmas favorites. First of all, will be George Hamilton IV and a classic called Tell Me the Story of Jesus. Then we'll follow with Charlie Louvin of the Ira and Charlie Louvin Brothers fame, and a classic called Jesus Won't Be Coming Down Your Chimney. And we'll close out this set with none other than, as we always do, with Whisperin' Po' Boy, Bill Anderson, and a classic called Still Believing in Christmas. With that, I'd like to wish everybody a blessed week, a safe and happy Sunday, and we'll talk to y'all next weekend over CFRC 101.9 FM. So long for now, friends, and Merry Early Christmas.
Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Fasting alone in the desert, tell of the days that are past. How for our sins he was tempted, yet was triumphant at last. Tell of the years of his labor, tell of the sorrow he bore. He was despised and afflicted, homeless, rejected and poor. So tell of that cross where they nailed him, writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of where they laid him, tell how he liveth again. Love in that story so tender, clearer than ever I see. Stay, let me weep while you whisper, love paid the ransom for me. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
Santa Claus is coming, they look for him every year. But I keep looking for someone else, I believe his coming is near. It's not old Santa's birthday, let me tell you this one thing. I'm not looking for an old fat man, I'm looking for my king.
Jesus won't come down your chimney, he won't ride in a red sleigh. He'll be riding on a big white cloud when he takes his children away.
He may come in the middle of the night, but it won't be with reindeer.
He'll come with angels to get his children and take them away from here.
Jesus won't creep in your house and leave presents under your tree. He already gave the greatest gift when he hung on Calvary's tree. And it wasn't just for good kids, it was for one and all. He won't come down your chimney, but in your heart if you just call.
Won't come down your chimney, he won't ride in a red sleigh. He'll be riding on a big white cloud when he takes his children away.
He may come in the middle of the night, but it won't be with reindeer.
He'll come with angels to get his children and take them away from here.
It's Christmas time, blissful time, it's Christmas time again.
My favorite time of year again. Of course, I'm talking about Christmas. Oh, I've got so many great memories of Christmases in my life. Everybody gathering at our house. Grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. Going with my daddy to pick out a Christmas tree for the whole family to decorate. I once even played the part of a shepherd in a Christmas play at church. Oh, and I still remember how hard it was to go to sleep on Christmas Eve, knowing that Santa was on his way. But you know, things have changed a lot down through the years, and somewhere along the way, I think maybe the world just got in too big of a hurry. I first began to notice it when people started writing Xmas instead of Christmas. And now some people want to call Christmas the winter break or the winter holiday. And that's sad to me, because it seems like folks are even afraid to say the word Christmas anymore. Well, the first word in Christmas is Christ, and it's his birthday that those of us who call ourselves Christians celebrate every December 25th. I wouldn't dare try to tell anyone else that they couldn't celebrate the holiday of their faith any way they might see fit. The last time I checked, this was still the land of the free. And that means that I'm free to celebrate Christmas for what it means to me. So I'm going to go out this year, and I'm going to buy Christmas presents. And I'm going to send my friends Christmas cards and sing Christmas carols and eat Christmas cookies and tell the Christmas story to my kids and my grandkids and anybody else that might care to listen. Okay, call me politically incorrect if you want to.